federal coalition has spent much of the day dealing with last night's welfare-cutting talk from the Shadow Treasurer, Joe Hockey. Mr. Hockey declared that what he called the age of entitlement was coming to an end as governments crippled by debt ran out of money. He said the opposition would look closely at welfare, health care and pension costs, but wouldn't elaborate further. Greens Senator Rachel Sewart, who's spending a week living on the same amount as the unemployment benefit, has challenged Mr. Hockey to live on a welfare payment such as Newstart or the Dole. Now, despite the Shadow Treasurer's comments, PM has been told that the opposition is not planning to cut welfare payments. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
Joe Hockey's opened up a new policy front with these comments.
Obviously, the age of entitlement is coming to an end because governments are running out of money and the debt is now crippling governments.
Discussing a speech he delivered in London last night under the heading "The End of the Age of Entitlement," Mr. Hockey elaborated on the ABC's Late Line.
We need to be ever vigilant. We need to compare ourselves with our Asian neighbours where the entitlements programs of the state are far less than they are in Australia.
The Shadow Treasurer said he wouldn't venture as far as what Hong Kong is doing, but pointed to Asian countries including Singapore, Korea, Vietnam and Indonesia as Australia's competition. In his written speech, Mr. Hockey said the entitlement system in Western democracies grew, quote, fueled by short-term electoral cycles and the politics of outbidding your opponent, and has admitted to being guilty of that when last in government.
Yes.
But he declined to nominate which welfare payments the coalition would axe if it wins the next election.
I'm not going to get into cherry-picking Australian initiatives from London.
But you also seem to be warning that you will be looking closely in coalition at the whole range of entitlements. Is that correct?
Yes.
He did specify, however, one area that would be off-limits. The health insurance rebate, he said, would not be means-tested.
I would agree that we need to reform our income support system. I'm just coming from completely the opposite direction.
Green Senator Rachel Sewart has spent almost a week now living on $17 a day to prove the dole needs to be increased. That's the amount she calculated would be left for unemployed people after the average rent is paid.
I think Mr. Hockey needs to spend some time living on Newstart, or at least talking to people that are struggling to survive on Newstart, to get a better understanding of just what his proposals would mean for the most vulnerable in our community.
Senator Sewart says after just 6 days, she's already run into trouble.
I ran out of veggies last night, so for the next tonight I'm eating leftovers. And tomorrow night I'm either having a bit of scrambled egg because I have a few eggs left, or I'll be living on pasta with a little bit of some sort of sauce over it. Basically, I don't see how anyone can live on it. When you take out rent, I think I've taken out a too small amount for rent when I start talking to people and looking at just where accommodation is available or isn't available. People will be paying higher rent than what I budgeted for. And then you account for bills such as electricity, you need a phone because you have to be contactable for potential job interviews and placements, public transport. I came down to about $10.11 per day, and by the time you've done your food shopping, you're left with very little and you haven't paid any other bills, any personal care items, household items, put aside money for clothing. I haven't set aside money for water, for example, as it was pointed out to me by somebody on Newstart I spoke to. I would already be in debt this week, and it really, as plain as nose on your face, that people spiral into debt because they cannot afford to live on Newstart, and that has ongoing consequences and affects a person's ability to find work if they're struggling to survive every day.
The Prime Minister's also expressed deep concern about Mr. Hockey's comments.
And it makes pretty grim reading. Unfortunately, Mr. Hockey and Mr. Abbott's message to those families is you're in for cutbacks, and if you can't cope, well, just try fending for yourself, and if you can't fend for yourself, well, unfortunately, that's too bad.
Tony Abbott hasn't added any weight to his Shadow Treasurer's remarks.
Frankly, the way this government has been spending over the last few years, there is a danger that we ourselves could ultimately go down an unsustainable path. We haven't got there yet, and it's the job of the coalition to ensure that we never do.
So it appears Mr. Hockey's comments may just be a thought bubble, with one senior source telling PM the opposition is not planning to cut welfare payments.
Alexandra Kirk.